We're both in the agreement that we thought the setback was 3 feet. I did not go to the city to confirm that, so that is partially my fault. But at the same time, I am sorry that this little petty matter has come all this far. You know, there are other options. The building could be unbolted from the slab and then would fall into the portable portion of the variance, which does not require a setback currently. So that is a potential option. But I don't feel that that is going to be any safer for my current residents nor the neighbors around in the fact that this building is now not bolted to the slab. So with that, we'll let you guys make your decision.
Do you have any current pictures of your shop? Or
There were some that Casey had taken previously. I don't know if they're on here or not. It is a solid steel structure, as I mentioned, 126 total square feet, so that shows you the interior. As I mentioned, all those other photos that I did give you are much less than the 3 foot I'm currently requesting, and they're all within the same subdivision.
Further questions for Mr. Hamill?
What are you using this building for, Mr. Hamill?
Currently, bicycles and lawnmowers. Weed eaters. I mean, just typical storage items.
So you're saying you can unbolt it and move it as a portable?
Can't really move it because I'm tied to certain distance. If I was to get a lawnmower around the corner of the building from my current AC condensers, I would not have room to do so. So moving is not really an option as far as becoming a 5 foot variance, but it could be unbolted and fall within the portable category.
Is that correct, Jeff? Statement was correct?
If he were to unbolt it and it become a portable, yeah, that's correct. He would not be subject to the setback then. It doesn't regulate portable buildings.
Further questions for Mr. Hamill?
So our option is to leave it bolted to where the wind doesn't blow it away, or unbolt it to where it comes into compliance and let the wind blow it into the neighbor's yard, basically.
Okay. Yep. Correct.
Or take it down.
You said, or take it down.
Unbolt it and let the wind blow it into someone's yard. Leave it bolted and be safe and secure.
Mr. Hamill, you mentioned a concern for safety when it was partially built.
Mm-hmm.
You chose to continue to build. Would it not have been equally safe to take down what you had and gone through the process correctly?
Properly? Not at that current completion point. I mean, at that point, it was, as you can see, probably over 70% complete. I think anyone in my shoes would have done a similar thing.
I think you made a foolish mistake by building over the red tag, first and foremost. I know your next-door neighbors, and I know you. I see you driving the bus. I see you coaching kids at the soccer complex, and Ted's at the complex also, and does a really good job doing what he does. I try to separate the circumstances of which we're hearing this, so you're asking for a variance. Had this been a variance where you didn't build over a red tag, I'd try to separate would I allow for a 3-foot